Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Melody Simmons of the Baltimore Business Journal and formerly of WYPR's news staff. Melody, you've done a lot of reporting over the years, actually, on EBDI, this enormous development over there in the Johns Hopkins Hospital neighborhood. And they've been making some news recently. Bring us up to date a little bit on what they're doing over there.
Well, Fraser, this story I've been covering for close to 12 years now. And a couple of weeks ago, the project started moving in a good direction as far as it's been stalled for the housing, the market rate housing portion of it. And in one day, they sold 48 houses. And that's extraordinary for this because the whole project was stalled for so long.
Well, they have subsidized the purchases.
Exactly. The buyers were Hopkins employees, and the university offered an incentive of $36,000 per employee, if you're full-time, to get pre-qualified and move in. So they actually had 44 people show up. 44 of their employees got grants. It cost the university $1.5 million, but they did move the houses.
That's going to be a lot better, isn't it, than having that enormous vacant space over there? I'm sure they weren't happy with that.
They weren't happy with it, and it was a reminder of what happened. They moved 736 families out of there, and they dispersed them over the past 10 years. So they have had open space, and it's been a kind of an ugly reminder of what happened to that neighborhood.
Well, you know, I'm sure that in the beginning, everybody was properly and well disposed to turn something that was obviously not good into something good. And, you know, and their relationships with people in those neighborhoods has never really been great. But it's getting better, isn't it?
I think it's getting better. I think we're seeing a new day. Ron Daniels, the president of Hopkins, was at the house sale, and he was jubilant and very exciting, gushing, I would say, because this was the beginning of a new era down there.
Well, it's almost like reparations. It's probably not the kindest words, but it sort of feels like that.
Well, it does in a way, and I think that there's still a little criticism of how everything is going.
I mean, there were some other things that they wanted to do, and I know when you say it's moving in the right direction, finally, there are probably some other things they want to see happen.
Well, there's a park underway, a six-acre park, and a Marriott being built that's tied to Hopkins as well. So there is some other new development. And, of course, they have the school, the Henderson Hopkins School, which is a charter school and very, moving along and on the property as well.
Well, Melody, it's really good to hear that about a part of the city that, we all hoped would begin to prosper a bit. And so I hope you'll come back and talk to us again about this. And let's just hope that what looks like really good news will continue.
Yes, I think we're going to see a new neighborhood. Thanks, Fraser.
Terrific. Thank you for being with us. For Melody Simmons, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.